Track 11, One-on-One Interactions. On the last track, we discussed three difficulties ADD adults face in group interfacing. These three difficulties are shifting gears rapidly, running out of gas, and setting the cruise control for mega speed. We also discussed five tips for dealing with group interfacing. These five tips were being prepared, doing your homework, practicing, watching and listening, and watching your watch. On this track, we will discuss two difficulties ADD adults face in a one-on-one interaction. The two difficulties we will discuss are working too hard and having too much intensity. We will also discuss five tips for dealing with one-on-one interactions. Jennifer, age 36, came to a session stating she was depressed. Jennifer explained that a new woman, Alice, had moved into a house next door to her. However, Jennifer's attempts to befriend Alice weren't going as well as she hoped. Jennifer stated, "When Alice first moved in, I made a visit to introduce myself. I invited her over for coffee the next day. She came over and we had a nice long talk about the neighborhood. We probably talked for 3 hours. Alice told me a little bit about her old neighborhood too, which was really boring. I really didn't listen to that much. I stopped by her house the next day too, just to chat and visit. I also called her the next day. I thought we were getting along great. Lately, though, it seems like Alice has been avoiding me. I just don't know what I did to make her so unhappy with me." As you probably guessed, Jennifer was having problems with a common difficulty among ADD adults, working too hard to develop a new friendship. I have noticed that many adults with ADD, like Jennifer, will often come on too strong as they try to make connections for friendships with new people. In Jennifer's case, her attempts to be friendly probably felt smothering to Alice. I have found that another common difficulty is having too much intensity. As you are well aware, adults with ADD are very intense. This intensity can sometimes overwhelm others. It seemed to me that in her encounters with Alice, Jennifer's intensity may have been perceived by Alice as overpowering. Do you agree? I asked Jennifer if she would like some advice for reapproaching her friendship with Alice. Jennifer nodded and stated, "Sure, she seems so nice. Plus, she lives right next door. I really want to be able to call her a friend." I offered Jennifer five tips to better handle her one-on-one interactions with Alice. As I explain these five tips to Jennifer, think of your ADD client. I first gave Jennifer the tip, relax and listen. As you can see, this is a basic technique suggested in other tracks, but could you be overlooking this basic technique in the last session you had with your ADD client? As you know, adults with ADD tend to go to extremes, either talking a mile a minute or completely tuning out. I stated to Jennifer, "Some silence is okay. Avoid the two extremes you're prone to." Jennifer looked troubled and asked, "How do I balance those extremes?" I answered with an idea that I have explained on a previous track. Active listening will enable you to interact without filling the conversation all on your own. You can send the message that you're actively listening by nodding your head, leaning forward, and maintaining eye contact. I then explained to Jennifer the second tip for a one-on-one interaction, which is clarify the message. I stated, the intent of a message can be misinterpreted. If you're unsure if you have understood her correctly, you can clarify the way you interpreted the message by restating it in your own words. As you know, clarity in messages goes both ways. I explained to Jennifer that she should also check with Alice to make sure she was understanding Jennifer's messages clearly. I stated, watch your body language. If she looks puzzled, stop talking and ask her to clarify her understanding of what you said. In addition to the tips of relax and listen and clarify the message, the third tip I gave Jennifer was to avoid fighting words. As you know, certain phrases like you always or you never sound accusatory and put the listener in a defensive mode. I stated to Jennifer, take great care with the words you use. Avoid saying things like you never call me back. Instead, you can try a phrase like, when you didn't return my call yesterday, I wondered if you were mad at me. For the fourth tip, I suggested to Jennifer that she watch her intensity level. I stated, be cautious when you find yourself discussing one of your favorite subjects or pet peeves. As you know, an adult with ADD can get carried away with a topic because of his or her intensity. I explained to Jennifer that the 3-hour-long talk about the neighborhood was probably a little intense for Alice's second day living there. I stated, if you notice Alice backing off, try lightening up by asking a question or telling a joke. Finally, the fifth tip I offered Jennifer was to slow down. I have noticed, as I'm sure you have, that ADD adults like Jennifer don't want to wait for the natural progression of phases in developing relationships. They often try to get too close too fast. I explained to Jennifer that it might be helpful to keep a calendar that tracks the progression of her friendships. I stated, don't just pick up the phone to call Alice until you check your calendar. If it hasn't been long since your last encounter, you may want to wait a day or two before calling. Do you have an ADD client who, like Alice, has trouble with one-on-one interfacing? Does your Alice work too hard to develop new friendships? Or does he or she simply have too much intensity in his or her encounters? Would he or she benefit from any of the 5 tips of relaxing and listening, clarifying the message, avoiding fighting words, watching the intensity level, or slowing down? On this last track, we have discussed 2 difficulties adults with ADD have in one-on-one interfacing. These 2 difficulties were working too hard and having too much intensity. We also discussed 5 tips for dealing with one-on-one interfacing. These 5 tips were relaxing and listening, clarifying the message, avoiding fighting words, watching the intensity level, and slowing down. Would it be beneficial to play this track for an ADD client of yours in your next session? If so, consider turning the CD player off and making a note in the margin of your planner or your computer day timer. On the next track, we will discuss interactions on the job. We will also discuss the 4 challenging areas for the ADD adult in the workplace. These 4 challenging areas are written rules, unwritten rules, communication, and managing ADD symptoms. Question 11. What are 2 difficulties adults with ADD face in a one-on-one interaction?